Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Welcome back to Sports Daily. Hope you're having a good Wednesday morning. Shane and Bruce with you here on your station for sports, KFH. Thrilled to be joined now on the hotline by a 229-game winner in the major leagues, a career 3.30 ERA, and over 2,400 strikeouts, a real character of the game, and a damn good pitcher in his day. We welcome and say good morning to Luis Tiant. El Tiante, it's a pleasure. How are you, sir?
Thank you, my friend. I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. Luis, you still with us, sir?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. Luis, I want to start this by talking. Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, good.
Good.
The book is called Son of Havana. You're a native of Cuba. And your father also was a very, very good baseball player back in the day as well. Was he the reason you got into baseball and were interested in becoming a baseball player?
No, really. What am I doing? Not really. No. You know, when I was a kid, he don't wanted me to play. Okay.
And why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because of what he go through when he played. You know, and he played in the Negro League for 25 years. You know, they really don't make no money. They have all the problems with races and stuff, you know. And I think, you know, when he want me to go to school. Huh. And my mother told him, you know, I was picking for go to Mexico for the juvenile World Series. And he don't wanted me to go. My mother tell him, let it go. You know, that don't happen every day. Let it go. Huh. And then he let me go. And then from that point on, when I come back, his friend told him, hey, you better watch your kid. So he's good. Then he started watching me and stuff, you know. But before that, he don't wanted me to play.
Very interesting. We're talking with the great Luis Tiant. The book is Son of Havana. Of course, a Cuban national. At a time when relationships were really... we're not percolating very well. There was a great deal of tension in the Caribbean, Bay of Pigs, early 60s, tensions in the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. Cuba obviously was right in the middle of all of that just by way of geographics more than anything else. What was it like at that time, Luis, trying to deal with the politics and all of the tensions that it brought at that point, and you trying to get on with your life and to get going with your career?
Yeah, well, you know, it was an easy attack. You know, I mean, I was there when Bay Pig, when the attack of Bay Pig, I was there, and then after that happened, they suspended all the flights. And I had to stay there for a month and a half when they established in the flight again. And the first flight, I get out. You know, I'm missing like a month and a half for the season in Mexico. And I get out, and then for that time, I never come back to after 46 years. Wow. It was easy, you know. Like I said, I taken that plane, and he got one more flight. And after that, nobody can leave Cuba. You know, he like said, I don't go. I might be there. I might be there now. Maybe dead. You know, but, you know, hey, the thing happened. I don't know the reasons, but that happened for whatever reason is. You got want to put it that way. I take it. I agree. I think life not going to be the easy we think it might be. And then you want to have to fight. You want to have to learn it. You want to, I guess, think a baseball make me a better person. Strong. I can do what I supposed to do. I never was afraid of anything. You know, and in my mind it was strong. You know, I know what I want to do. I want to get to the big league. And happily, you know, same guy that happened. It gave me that opportunity. But, you know, what's his retire? You know, because when you get out to your country, even I'm on 17, you know. And then when I get to Mexico, I don't know nobody. Even they speak Spanish, but still, I don't know nobody. I even know the players. You know, I think you against everybody. And, but, you know, like I said, thank God he made me strong. And, my mind was, I want to get to a big league someday. And well, make it happen for me. You know?
Well, the organization that made it happen was the Cleveland Indians. And yes. I want to talk about your season in 1964 in AAA Portland, Luis, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
You wanted to, and you thought you were ready for the big leagues right out of spring training. It didn't happen. And nope. You and Sudden Sam McDowell both went to Triple A Portland. You both started the season 8-0. He got called up to Cleveland. You did not, and you had to wait until you were 15-1 and getting ready to start a game against San Diego. They were in the PCL at the time.
Tell us
what happened next. You got a phone call first thing in the morning instead of making that start tonight. What happened?
Well, you know what happened was we was in Portland. And we flew to San Diego because we're supposed to play that night against San Diego. And when we get there, like at 7:30 in the morning, you know, the trainer called me, hey, the manager want to see you. And I just saw him. He want to see me again. too early, you know. Too early. I'm tired. I was pitching tonight. Yeah. Like I don't want to go nowhere. Telling I talk to him later or whatever. No, he want to talk to you. I said, okay. I go to his room and sit down. And he told me, no, they called me from Cleveland. They want you there. I said, no, I don't want to go. No, now. No. When you supposed to, they're supposed to call me up and when it was 8-0, they don't call me. Now they wanted me to go. I prefer to stay here and finish my year here and forget about it. And then Johnny Lippon was the manager. I don't know if you remember him.
Yes.
He told me, he was my manager, and he told me, no, you have to go. Maybe it's your last chance. I said, Johnny, I don't care. Okay, I'm going to finish my year here. And he fight with me. You know, become good friends. He speaks Spanish for the game. And we, you know, we talk. And he said, you know, let me go out of the room, you know, to then convince me. He said, no, you have to go. You have to go. Then I said, okay, all right, I'll go. Then I had to take in the, what do you call it, the fly. The
red eye?
The
red
eye?
Yeah.
I had to take in that fly to New York. We were playing New York. And I arrived in New York like at 7:30 in the morning again. And I get there, I don't know nothing about New York. I mean, I don't know nothing, anything. And I just get to the hotel. My phone ring, same thing. They're trying to call me. They want to, Gabe Powell want to see you, you know, again. I say, man, you know what? I fly 6 hours. I'm tired, man. You know, Are you kidding me? I even changed my clothes. You guys wanted to see me? That's terrible, you know. He said, no, no, they want to talk to you. I said, okay. They want to talk about the contract. And I go, you know. I said, okay, I go. And they, you know, remember, minimum was $6,000 in Doji. And they only gave me five. I said, we're 15 and one in AAA, okay? They cheated me $1,000. But, you know, well, for me, and Doji, I swear to God, I tell you the truth. No, I'm not lying to you. If they don't pay me, I pitch. Tell you the truth. I mean, we don't get too much money either way, but that's what I want to do. That was my dream, get to the big league. And that's my opportunity. I don't want to lose it, you know. And I said, okay, I'll sign it, whatever. Then it was July 17th. Then the manager, Billy Tevet, told me, you ready? I said, I've been ready all my life. I'm supposed to pitch in today. What are you talking about? I said, okay, we want to pitch in the 19th, doubleheader. And my dad was pitching the first, I pitched in the second. And then, you know, everything started right there. You know, I cheated the Yankees out. You know, I have a good game, you know. And that
good
was
game.
A plus.
You threw a shutout and struck out 11 against Whitey Ford. I'd say that was more than a good game.
I'd say
Luis.
That's a pretty good game.
Yeah, but you know, but no, this is the kind of thing people sometimes don't understand it. You see, it could be the other way, too. I might get beat. You know what I mean? And it can take your comfort away. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that really helped me in my way pretty good. You know, you go over there and check out the Yankees, be Whitey Four. You know, that give you a boost. They say, hey, I can't do it. Yep. You know, my problem was, you know, because Alex Smith used to play with my father. Okay. And he was mad when he found out I'm going to pitch in that day. The Yankee, he said, why he put you against the Yankee? Why he not put you against Kansas City? And yeah. Then in those years, Kansas City was like the minor league Yankees, you know, farm.
Yes, they were. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then why they put you against Kansas City? They're going to put you against the best team? I said, you know what? Let me tell you what. I don't want to be different from nobody else, but I don't care. You know, I win 15 games in AAA. And I know I can pitch anywhere. And this is my chance. I don't care who I face. Hmm. If I win, I beat the best. If I lose, the best beat me. But no,
awesome.
I'm not going to lose anything. Everything for me is going to be a winning matter. And that's, you know, I just go. And the first inning, I was a little, you know, tension in there. Then I get the first out, the second out. That's the same thing. It don't make no difference. Here, on the three plays, same hit. Then from that point on, you know, I keep pitching and keep pitching, you know. And it was a hot day, you know. I think I had to change my shirt and everything.
Right.
We're talking to the great
Luis Tiant. Son of Havana is the book. I want to follow up on your first experience because it's the realization of an American dream, let alone the dream of a son of Havana, to be able to pitch, to walk out onto, at that time, old Yankee Stadium. What did that mean to you? Was it, did you stop to think for a moment, this is, even though that you wanted to finish out the season in the PCL and maybe you didn't want to go to Cleveland at that particular point, was there a part of you that stepped out onto the field at Yankee Stadium for that first time, looked around and said, wow, this is it. This kid from Havana has now reached the big leagues, and not only that, has reached it in New York against the Yankees. That's pretty heady stuff, Luis.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, what I say, you know, I needed my opportunity, and that was that day. You know, one thing, they make you or destroy you, one of the two. And, you know, I just go and do what I had to do. And like I say, that going to start fulfill my dream. I want to be in the big league. And I got the opportunity, you know, and I go and do my thing. You know, I can't say, I never afraid anybody. I just go and do, I don't care who I face. I don't care what hitting I face. It don't make no difference to me. They're good and they're bad. But the thing is, you have to use your brains. Okay,
sure.
And that's what I used to tell them. I tell them the kid now, you can't do computer all the time. No, no, no. Computer don't want to make you a better pitch or better player. You have to
right.
Using your head. That's what God give you as a brain to think it. And that's what I'm telling you. The only way you're going to be the players, they have a better talent than you, you have to beat it with your brain. Because when you put in talent against talent, they're better than you. You know they're going to beat you. You have to do something with your brain and say, you know what, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of this kid. And because the way they throw, 99, 90, 100, you know, you have to win. I don't care who you are. You in the big league, you throw 95 up, you have to get the hitters out. But the problem is you have to have the control. And that's one thing I said. Pitching is two things. You pitching or you throw it. And I think most of the thing is throwing. This kid throw it. You know, just throw the ball. Whatever the ball go. You know, and you have to learn how to pitch it. And how you do that, in, out, up and down. You know, change speed here. You know, and that's the difference. Like I said, for me, I learn it early. You know, when I come into a big league, I know much what I need to have, what I need to do to be successful. You know, and then the older I was get, the better I was thinking. You know, and make it easy for me in that way, because that's what the kid, you have to make the thing happen, making it a little easy for you. You the one that can do. Nobody can do that for you. You know, and then you go over there, you have to do the right thing to do. I mean, you're not going to win all the time. You know, sometimes you go with the best stuff and they beat you out of you. You know, well, that happened to me. But when you learn it, you got a better chance to win or beat somebody. And that's what I did, you know. Baseball is a funny game, you know. Sometimes you don't feel good, and you go, I'm pitching a hell of a game. Sometimes you feel great, and you can't get nobody out.
Yep.
Happened to me. I tell you, I know it happened to me. And that's what I say. See, what do you do? How are you thinking? You see, you thinking the right way and you throw the pitch close where you want it. You don't have to be perfect. Close it where you want it. You be successful. And that's what I learned early. You know, and then when I go into Boston in 71, in 72, when they give me a chance to be a starter, I come out with a new delivery, look in the center field, look in the sky, and then throw side down. You know, right hand, they don't got no chance. They even want to hit me. They even want to face me because they're looking at me and say, well, where the ball is? Where the ball coming?
Pete Rose didn't want to face you either after he took 0-4 in the World Series, right?
I know.
But
you know what I mean? Like I said, it's good. I think that, like I said, I have enjoying great or good, whatever you want to call it, you know, baseball carry. I enjoy it because, like I said, when I was a kid, that's what I want to do. I fulfill my dream. I no complain about anything. You know, like now everybody say, you should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, but you know what? I tell it to people, and I tell you from the bottom of my heart, my Hall of Fame is my family, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't care if they don't want to put in me for whatever reason they got. What are you going to do? I'm not going to go over there and beat people. You know, just leave them alone. Sometime, someday, hopefully before I die, somebody going to come out and say, you know what? You belong here. And they're going to put me in there. Because That's the way it means. Everybody know baseball. Everybody know. Everybody see me pitch. They know I should be in the Hall of Fame. And they tell me, wherever I go, you should be in the Hall of Fame. You should be. No, man, that's fine. I have a good years. I got a good carry, you know. And like I said, the guy, the comedian, baseball being very good to me.
Great. Yeah. I was waiting
okay.
for that.
Yeah, that's good. But wait a minute. Yeah. I've got to have my moment here as a Red mm-hmm. Sox fan.
Bruce is a Red Sox fan, Luis. He's a
huge Red Sox fan, Luis, and obviously a big fan of yours. 75.
Thank you.
I was still a young kid, but was watching every moment of that postseason. You pitched a complete game three hitter against the A's, which at the time, by the way, were three-time defending World Series champs. And then you were in, to this day, and I don't say this just because the Red Sox were in it, because the Red Sox lost it, remember, but the one of the greatest World Series maybe ever. A seven-game set with the Big Red Machine, Bench, Concepcion, Foster, Griffey, Morgan, Perez, Rose, blah, 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 all the way down the line. But you were involved in a Game 6, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were the starter in Game 6 because you guys had rain, and Darryl Johnson was able to kind of restack his pitching, and he used you for Game 6, and I think it was Bill Lee for Game 7. I'm not totally...
Yeah.
All right, so then, so you get into Game 6, and one of the greatest moments in Boston Red Sox history happens late in the game with Carlton Fitch. Now, I realize this is in the 12th inning, so we're deep into the game. Take us through that game and take us through that moment when Fisk hit the ball down the line and scraped paint on the foul pole to force a Game 7. It was – I can't tell you, even now, the hair on my back is raising. All of these years later, remembering that, I cannot tell you what it was like in my house when that ball got hit and that happened. It was – so please indulge me and just take me through that Game 6 up to that moment.
Well, you know, I was out of the game already. But that's the one of the game you never forget. You know what I mean? And that's what I say about baseball. You never know what can happen. You never know what the guys can do. You know, from 27 out, we don't know. We just go and do your thing, do your work. Sometimes you do better than the other. Sometimes you do worse than the other. You know, but I'm telling you, I was inside the clubhouse when he hit a home run. No kidding. I was inside in my church, okay? And then I see the hitting home run. I'm running out with no clothes. Yes, my church. I forget. And then when I was in the step, out the dugout, I said, oh, my God. I had to go back and get a towel and put it in my, you know, and that's what's so exciting, you know what I mean? I never play a game with that excitement, you know what I mean? This ain't happened, the other do that way, we do this way, you know, and that's really what I said. That's why baseball, you see, that's a thrilling game, a good game that makes you emotional, you know, you might down, and then you're watching the game, you like it, somebody you like it, whatever, you know, and you're going to feel good about it. You're going to feel excited, you know, and that's what baseball is, you know. Like I said, it was a great game, maybe the best World Series in baseball so far. And I was happy to be participating in it, you know.
Yeah.
And pitch him in three games, starting three games, you know, man. And I can tell you what, too. I, you know, when this thing going to happen, it's going to happen. But what I'm telling people is we have a Jim Rice, it could have been a little different. You see, because Jim Rice have a broken wrist, and he can play. You know, we have him.
Right.
You know, we could do much better. You know, but that's the way I guess. That's what it was. I guess that's the way God wanted to happen. and he can play. But either way, we did play good World Series. I think it was the greatest World Series I've seen so far right now, baseball, what coming to this country. And like I said, I'd be proud to be participating in that World Series. With the guys, you're looking around, you're looking how many those guys, both teams, they are in the Hall of Fame. I think they got more players in the Hall of Fame than any other team or anything in the World Series to participate and time before. You know, we have like 12 guys, and then we need more because Concepcion should be in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Myself and the Foster, you know, I mean, we got Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose,
you know,
too.
And that's you're talking about maybe 12 guys, you know, for both teams.
Unbelievable.
And that's unbelievable. No, it's unbelievable. People don't realize how many superstars was part of that World Series, you know.
Luis, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck with the book. It's called Son of Havana, 229-game winner, Luis Tiant. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Luis. We appreciate your time.
Okay. God bless you, you guys. Take care.
You too.
Same
great,
to you,
great to
friend.
Visit. Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Three-time shutout leader in the big leagues. Also, ERA leader twice. Went 21-9 with a 160 ERA in 1968 with the Cleveland Indians. Injuries set him back, but, boy, he came back with a vengeance in Boston in the early 70s. Was a three-time All-Star as well. And
he was old school, threw so many complete games, man.
Yep. Well, in that World Series that you were talking about, he threw a CG in Game 4 and threw 173 pitches. And then he came back and started that classic Game 6 where Fisk hit the extra-inning home run. All right, we're a little behind, but that was worth it. I don't care. When we come back, we'll talk some iRacing. It lives. Fox is going to continue to air iRacing. Coming up on Sunday, they'll be in Texas and a few other loose ends to clean up. We'll let you know which businesses and restaurants are still going strong and how you can help them here in Wichita when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.